It's a schus and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parshas Vayigash. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Yirches, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And Yehuda approaches Yosef, Vayomer Bi Adoni. And he says to you, please, my lord, Yidaber Na Avdecha. May your servant speak a word. Let me talk, Bazne Adonai. Let me talk. And don't be angry with me, kikamocha kiparo, because you're like Paro. And as we all know, last week's Parshas Miketz, we were left with a cliffhanger. We all know the story, we were brought up with the story, but again, the brothers have no clue what's going on. And now Yosef is going to take Binyamin and Yehuda, who took responsibility to Yaakov Avinu, and now Yehuda has to save the day. And Yehuda doesn't know what to do. Again, Yehuda, his Olam Hazin, this world, and the Olam Haba was all on the line. And Yehuda goes, and he's speaking to Yosef, and he's talking to him. And then all of a sudden, at one point, Yosef just can't control himself anymore. Again, this whole story, the back and the forth, and Yosef can't control himself, and he couldn't control his emotions, and he needs to leave. And question one is, why is it that Yosef wasn't able to control himself? Imagine, he hasn't seen his brothers in so many years, and the story happens, as we spoke about last week, how come Yosef didn't reveal himself right away, although maybe there was no WhatsApp, there was no internet, but still he could have got a telegram. For so long, for 22 years, and we spoke about different reasons. Either he wanted, the Barbanel says, he wanted his brothers to do tshuva. The famous Ramban says that it was a nevuah. And we've quoted Rav Hirsch, and he wanted all the brothers to come together. But still, there was something that happened here that was so emotional. And the question is, if you look through the psukim, there's just a speech between Yehuda and Yosef. So where was that turning point? Question one. Question two. The famous Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, we're only zochet to have the Beis HaLevi for Bereishis and Shemos. And again, just to have Jewish history, the Beis HaLevi lived in 1820 to 1892. He was the great Rosh Hashiva Volozhin. In 1854, he was the co-Rosh Hashivas with the Netziv, Rav Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv of Volozhin. And then it ended up that he wasn't the Rosh Hashiva anymore, and he had an amazing son. And his son was Rav Chaim Brisker. And he gave over to his son, Rav Chaim. And in 1865, he became the Rav of Slutsk, a tremendous gaon writing Perushim. And it's famous about the Beis HaLevi that he used to go into Chadorim, and he saw the impoverished children, and he used to give them food. And his great son, Rav Chaim, who all Brisker learning comes from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is the Lamdin of Lamdins. You go to any yeshiva, you learn a Rav Chaim. And Rav Chaim, as we all know, was the father of the Brisker Rav in Eretz Yisrael and Rav Moshe in YU. And he was the grandfather of Rav Yosef Dov, Salvechik, right? The Rebbe of so many Amai Rebbeim, the Rebbe of my grandfather, Rav Amzer Zatzal, the dynasty of the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi asks a very famous, quotes a very famous Medrash. If you have been saying, you're going to hear a lot of drushim in this week's parsha. If you hear a Beis HaLevi, it's this Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi quotes down Rav Abba Cohen Bardel. It says in Bereishis Rabba Tzadi Gimel Yud. You look at this story, and all of a sudden, it's the back and the forth. And again, as you just said, Yosef couldn't take it. And then in Perek Memhei Pasuk Gimel Vayomer Yosef El Ochiv Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. Yosef turns to the brothers and he says, I am Yosef, is my father still alive? Comes the Medrash and it says, O lanu mayom hadim, oy lanu miyom hatochacha. Woe to us is the day of judgment. Woe to us is the day of death. And the question the Beis Halevi asks, the great Rav Soloveitchik asks, what's this Medr saying? What does it mean, Oy lanu miyom hadin, Oy lanu miyom hachon? Woe to the person that's going to have judgment with Hashem. What does it have to do with the story of Yosef, and specifically in these words? Where is the tochacha, where is the rebuke found in these words? And lastly, we know that Yosef reveals himself in such an emotional event. It was probably one of the most emotional, so emotional, this week's parasha. Again, we know the story. But they get message to Yaakov, and they send him the Agolos. Rashi brings down the Agolos because that was the last sugya that Yosef was learning with his father, the Egla Arufa, Gemara Baba Basra. When you don't know where the death, it came from this city or that, so you take an Egla, you take a calf, and you slaughter it, the Egla Arufa. So he sent the Agolos. He sent the wagons saying, I remember the Torah, I'm still from, don't worry. And he has the most emotional, he's going to get reunited with his father, 22 years, he can't even imagine. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash that Yaakov falls on Yosef's neck and he doesn't kiss him, but he says Shema. So the question is, what do you mean? What, it was like Zman Kriyat Shema? Like, you could have worked that out a little earlier. Like, all of a sudden, you haven't seen your son for 22 years, like, okay, 1 second, son, I need to say, why? Why are you saying Shema? You haven't seen your son, and so, of course, Shema. Such an amazing, right? It's one of our Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. But still, timing. What is Yaakov? And furthermore, we see back and forth, Yaakov and Yisrael, we know his name, right? Pnei Yeshua says, Yeshishim Riboy Laalfa Yisrael, 600,000 Jews, Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin Daflamid, right? Sarei Kael, the Torah says, and it's switching off all the times between Yaakov and Yisrael. Why the switch? And it says in this week's parsha, it says, Bamaros Halailo. Yaakov is going down. He's going down to Mitzrayim. And he's going to Bamaros Halailo. And then Hashem turns to him and he says, Yaakov, Yaakov. Why specifically Yaakov, Yaakov, and not Yisrael, Yisrael? So again, we have a lot of questions. We got to come out with that Yisrael. But again, we love the stories, obviously. But obviously, it's all intertwined. It's all the Torah. Well, let's just review. Make sure we have it on our fingertips. As I always tell the bachur in my shir, the students in my shir, imagine you're on the bus and you're sitting next to someone, or you're driving someone, or you bump into someone. You're like, hey, do I need to give you a Dvar Torah? You got it on your fingertips, or you're in the elevator, right? The awkward silence in the elevator. I don't know if you could get that Dvar Torah, but let's say you're going on a very high floor. So again, you have a couple minutes. To you and that guy, they hear you count the Dvar Torah. So again, let's just make sure we got it. Question one is, what was so unique about Yehuda saying to Yosef that just he couldn't control himself anymore? Question two is, Oylon miyom adin, Oylon miyom atocha, woe to us, the day of judgment, woe to us, the day of rebuke. What does that have to do with Ani Yosef? I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? And lastly, Yaakov, his name is being switched over all the time. Yaakov, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yaakov. We know he had two names. But why is the switch going on? And furthermore, when Yaakov is finally reunited with his beloved son, the prince of Egypt, he says Shema. So what's the Yisod? What's the Yisod? So, I heard a beautiful answer. That what was the give and take between Yehuda and Yosef, and why did Yosef, he just couldn't control himself anymore? So now, if you look at the story, it's not 100% clear. Obviously, Yaakov loved his son. And the Torah tells us right when we learn in the beginning of the parasha, Vayishev, the love between Yaakov and Yosef. And again, it caused so much jealousy with the brothers. And again, we're still suffering. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that we're still suffering for the brothers. And again, we don't fully understand. I saw in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer, one of the Gedolim Eretz Yisrael, he says, we don't fully understand how the brothers could do such a thing. But again, they had reasons. They felt that maybe Yosef, just like all the Avos, the Avram and the Yitzchak, they had someone, they had the Ishmaels, they had the Esavs, and they felt that Yosef either was a false Navi, or they felt that Yosef was a Rodef, he was going after Kavod, after honor, or they felt, whatever the reason is, But they were wrong, obviously, because this is Yosef. But again, this was a divine plan. This is Hashem. But Yosef, again, we're not so clear if Yosef knew that his... what. Again, he knew his father loved him. And his father saved him. When he was with Potiphar, he was able to grab onto the image. The Gemara in Sotan Daf Yud Beis says that he was able to grab onto the image of his father and that made him not sin. And he knew his father. He was there. But still, he had this like little doubt, maybe, says the Mefarshim, that maybe his father was like in on it a little. He knows my brother's hating me. He sends me off to go find them. And then nothing. No one finds me. I'm thrown in a pit. Nothing. So you know what the turning point is? A beautiful pshat. Is that Yehuda turns to him. And he says, again, he's going through the whole story. Like, how can you do this? How can you do this to our father? He's so old. And he says, Perek memdalid pasuk chavches vayetze echad mi'iti va'omar af tarof tarof v'lorisi adheina. And he says, you know, one has left me, and I said to myself, he's been torn to pieces, he's been killed, he's been eaten alive, he's not alive. And all of a sudden, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef, says, my father was never involved in this. My father doesn't even know about this. My father. And he realized that his father, Chas V'Shalom, was never involved in this. It's actually interesting. We don't even know. And Midrashim don't even talk about it. Did Yaakov ever find out about the story? Did he know what exactly happened? Again, he believed everything was divine. But still, did he really know the story? You know, there's a Medrash in Ein Vayechi that says that the brothers were very nervous because Yaakov was nifter, and the brothers were afraid. Maybe Yosef's going to take out, like, hey, my father's alive, I'm not going to do anything to you, but now our father's not alive. But Yosef said, don't worry. There's always a divine plan. But there was this game-changing event where Yosef said, wow, Hashem is always with me, and my father was never involved. He loves me, he cares about me so much. So what's this Oylanu Mayom Adin, Oylanu Miyom HaTochecha? Yosef didn't say anything. You know what Yosef said to the brothers? Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? Says the Beis HaLevi, what do you mean? All the brothers, all Yehuda, he has this major speech and he's saying, you're gonna destroy my father, he's so elderly, he's in Canaan, and what are you gonna do? Of course his father's alive. That's the whole story. So Yosef says, listen, the amount of pain that you caused our father, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, how can you have caused so much pain? How can you do this to our father? Such a difficult story, the pain of their father. How could you do this? Says the Beis HaLevi, that's what the Medrash is saying. Oy lanu miyom adim, oy lanu miyom atochecha. And this point's hard, because we're trying to live consistent lives. We're trying to do what we can. Again, as we always speak about, there's struggles and we have different things that come at us. We're objects in this world and we're subjects in this world. We have Bechir Chavshis, we're making choice, but at the same time, the Rabbona Shalom, God is making things happen. He's running the show. And we have to be consistent with what we believe in. We believe in Hashem. We believe in the Torah. We believe that we could build our relationship with Him, but we need to be consistent. I always tell this following story. I heard it from my shadchan, Rav Chanuch Teller. I've heard him say it a bunch of times. That right, whenever he says it, he like imitates a girl, or kind of, or a seminary girl. That in back in the day, can't even imagine. People, maybe old people that remember Eretz Yisrael, you could make one phone call a year. You had something called an asimon. You had to put an asimon in to make a phone call. You called like once a year. And in the great yeshiva of Gush, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, Tzadik, I remember seeing him, hearing shears from him, tremendous. I remember one thing, I was Madrich in NC Kolel, and he was giving me a shear going on and on. Mom, she knew Torah, and he just... the Rav Soloveitchik's son-in-law, he was a Shiva of Gush, and he had a fly in his head. And, you know, all I remember was the story of the fly. And he just didn't budge. He just kept on giving Torah. Like, you know, I was giving Shira here, I'm swatting it away the whole time. But he just didn't move. He was just so focused. He was in the zone. He was just so focused. And the following story is like this. He was late at night in the base medrash. And the phone's ringing. They had a phone right outside the base medrash. And no one's answering it. So the great Rosh Yeshiva comes outside. And he answers the phone. And he picks up the phone. And a girl gets on the phone and says, "Hi, I'm Rachel." I said, "Oh, okay, hi, Rachel." She said, "What's your name?" He's like, "My name's Aaron." So Rachel turns to Aaron and says, "Aaron, I have a boyfriend. His name is Yaakov. Do you know Yaakov?" And he's like, "I don't know Yaakov." So she's like, "I don't understand. He's such a good boy. He sits and he learns. He's so sharp. He's so frum. He's so religious. You have to get to know him." And then Ravon's like, "Okay, I'll get to know him. Good." So she's like, "Aaron, I need you to do a favor. Last night he went out with me, but tonight he's shtagging. I don't know why he's not in the base medrash, but he's shtagging again. They didn't have cell phones back in the day. Can't even imagine. And I need you to give him a message." He's like, "Sure." He's like, "I need you to tell him that Rachel misses him. I love him. And I can't wait to see him." Next day, Ron Lichtenstein again, he had that kayach. He was a very tremendous person, like tzaddik, goes over to Yaakov and he says, "Yaakov, you want to come to my office?" So Yaakov's like, "Oh my God, Rosh Yeshiva, what does he want? I never spoke to him before. I'm not in a shir. I'm so nervous." And he sits down and he says, "Yaakov, I just want to let you know, I spoke to Rachel last night. She says you're so religious, you're learning so well. And she also said one last thing, she loves you." And Yaakov just wants to bury himself. Just buried right there, like done. And this is the point. Oyelon and Miyayim Adin. Ravari looks at me and didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to this boy that she didn't say. But he was so embarrassed. Says the great Beis Halevi, when we get up to Shamayim after 120 years, Hashem's going to turn to us and say, "Were you consistent with your actions? Did you really do what you're going to say? Did you really, right? You're late for this. You're late for Chas V'Sholom. You're late for davening, but you're not late for that important meeting. Why? What? Where? Where? You got to be consistent. You won't complain all day that you wish you had more time. You had more time. And finally, you had more time. You have a late. You have a winter Shabbos." And you're like, "I wish I had more time to learn and say Tehillim and do my thing." And finally, you're given that time. And you don't do it. Says the great Beis Halevi, Yosef was saying such an amazing point. Oy lanu miyayim hadin, oy lanu miyayim ha-toychecha. The most important thing is that we need to be consistent with our actions. We need to realize. And we need to be consistent, because the more consistent we are, and again, it's hard. It's hard to be consistent. It's hard in anything in life to be consistent in exercising, to be consistent in watching what you eat, to be consistent in so many different areas. But the more a person, right, the famous Ein Yaakov, quotes down a medrash. We don't know exactly where this medrash is from. I heard once from Sobolovsky, I worked with him in the summer, one of the Rashivas of YU. He said, I don't know where this medrash is from. And the Medrash says, you know, what's the most important pasuk? The most important pasuk in the Torah. So you could say, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha." You could say, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu." But you know what the answer is? Esa keves echa taseh baboker. To bring in that keves every day. Because a person has consistency again and again and again. And we pick it up, right? For me, watching my father doing the Daf Yomi every day in his learning schedule. For me, watching my father going and steiging away. It has an impression on you. For me, you know, watching my grandfather giving drushas and helping so many people, it has a roshem. It has a roshem, but it's being consistent. You know, watching my mother, Baal's Chesed, having Achnasas Orchim. You know, just this last Shabbos, me and my family were there. Shabbos Chanukah was beautiful, amazing. And it was amazing because I saw her barrel wine. And you know, like when you see someone, you're always like, "I want to speak to them, I'm not sure." So, you know, I decided I was going to go over to Rabbi Rowan. And I had a really interesting question to ask him. You know, he's the biggest Jewish historian. Again, we don't need to rate Jewish historians, but he's the Jewish historian of the world. You know, the books he's written, the speeches he gives all over the world, Rabbi Rowan. And I said to him, you know, there's such a generation. You know, I've been teaching for over 10 years, and I've seen, you know, I've seen it, you know, little by little, generation, and we know technology, but what is it? How are we going to stay strong? And he turned to me and he said, we need to be proud. We need to be proud of ourselves. So many times we're like getting involved in so many other things, but we're not being proud. We have to be proud of ourselves. We have to be proud to be a Jew. We have to be proud that we're learning Torah. We have to be proud that we have the ability. We're such a small, less than 1% of this world. And look what we're doing for this world. We're the chosen nation, 100%. We're the chosen nation. But we need to be proud of ourselves. Because if you are proud and you have your identity and you know who you are, then you're going to accomplish so much more. You're not going to be affected by your outside surrounding. He told me in Europe, there are certain yeshivas that every single time there was a shir, they would sing Ashreinu. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. Ashreinu. And now every day for this week, every day before my shir, I sing Ashreinu. I tried it new for 1 minute because the guys tried nice, you know, they want to sing a little longer. But I sing Ashreinu because, wow, we have to be proud. So we're saying big things here. We're saying that we need to be consistent and we need to be proud. And I think this answers the last question also. Finally, Yaakov is seeing his son. I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rebbeinus and Sachs, or Shiva Landers, and he says, you know, it's amazing. If you look, again, you have to look through all, whenever it says Yaakov, or whenever it says Yisrael, Yisrael is more than national, the nationality of Klal Yisrael. Right? Yisrael, he turns from Yaakov to Yisrael. He's a nationality. Yesh Shishim Riboy, 600,000 Jews. He's Klal Yisrael. But when he's going with his personal struggles, it's Yaakov. When he's going down to Mitzrayim, going down to the Golus, it's Yaakov, Yaakov, right? Four times in Tanakh. My father always asks this question, right? Rabbi Schwartz, right? He always asks this his famous question. Four characters in Tanakh that it says the name twice. Moshe, Avram, Avram, Yaakov, and Shmuel. But he's going down to the Golus. And it's going to be a personal, it's going to be a struggle. Like we're still in the Golus. Baruch Hashem, we have Eretz Yisrael. And there it's Yisrael, we spoke about a couple weeks ago at the Chabad Chai in 1933, saying that the Poland and Germany and the Nazis, Rach Shemo, you know, we're going to get decimated, but we're going to have the Plato. You know what the Plato is? Going to Eretz Yisrael. Before 1948, before anything. He said this in 1933, the Chabad Chai. And we have Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. And the idea is that Yaakov is leaving the Golus, and Baruch Hashem, we have the Eretz Yisrael, but we still don't have Mashiach. And he's going down, but it's a personal struggle, and we all have personal struggles. But he says, Yaakov, Mars Halayel in the darkness. That Yaakov had such a hard life, but guess what? He still was able, Baruch Hashem helped him. And finally, when he was reunited with his son, who's been waiting for 22 years, he says, Shema Yisrael. You know why? It says a great sefer, Achinuch Tof Yud Ches, Mitzvahs Aves Hashem. Because when you have everything and you could channel to Hashem, Aves Hashem, loving Hashem, there's nothing greater than that. It was the most emotional moment, being reunited, not knowing that this was his son was alive. We're the outside party, we hear the story all the time. But imagine, he doesn't know what's going on, and his life's crazy, running from an Esav, having a father-in-law, a loved one, having a story with Dina, all these different things, Yosef, and all of a sudden he's being reunited. And he was able to channel the love to Hashem. Because he didn't understand, and we don't understand all the things in life, we just don't. You know, the Chofetz Chaim says something amazing. He says, Ani Yosef ha'od avi chai. Those five words, Ani Yosef ha'od avi chai, all of Jewish history changed. All, the whole story just flipped. Wow, the whole story. Says the great Chafetz Chaim, Shomer Kagan. He says, you know what? When the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself and he brings Mashiach, all the things that we don't get, all the Holocaust, all the pogroms, all the Spanish Inquisitions, everything, all the Crusades, Hashem will reveal himself to us, bring a third base Hamikdash, and all of our questions will be answered. Everything. As Rav Soloveitchik would often say, it's like crocheting. You know, you have crocheting, you look on the back of the crocheting, you're doing the crocheting, it looks disgusting, but you flip it over and you have a beautiful picture. And life, Baruch Hashem, we have beautiful lives and we have so much brachos, and we have to realize that. But we have to realize also that it's going to be flipped. All the struggles and all the hard things and all the things that we don't understand is going to be flipped when Mashiach reveals himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm giving you my Beis HaMikdash back. I'm going to let you bring karbanos. There's going to be this oneness and everyone's going to see, the whole world's going to see. So this is the Yesod. Yosef got so emotional when he realized, wow, his father always loved him. And a child and a both parents and children, they always constantly have to always say the words love, and they always have to give over the love. Always. That's what it's about. Got to say it. You got to mean it. You got to feel it. Always give it over. Sometimes you don't know what your kid's feeling. Sometimes you don't know what your parents are feeling. You got to say it. Give it to them. The love. But this other idea, this consistency, that after Meves and we go up to Shemayim and Hashem is going to say, wow, look how many consistencies you did. You did this right, you did that right. And again, maybe you fell. We're all human beings. We're not Malachim. But oh, you want to get back to where you are. And lastly, you want to channel to Hashem, the Avos Hashem. Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? We want the Ribbono Shel Olam to reveal himself to us. We want Mashiach. But we need to want it more. The more we want it, the more it's going to come. So Bezer Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Parshas Vayigash. Such an emotional Parsha. And everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.